The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the biggie man. And I'm coming to get ya!
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Kita, Daily DDT, Ringside News, and more. I am Lee Walker. And this day in pro wrestling history, December 8th, let's first look at those who have birthdays today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting off with Enzo Amore. Enzo was born 1986. Our next birthday is WWE announcer Michael Cole, born 1986. And we'd like to wish former WWF manager Slick a happy birthday, who was born 1957 on December 8th. And we would like to wish a happy heavenly birthday to Jimmy Rave. Jimmy was born December 8th, 1982, and tragically just a few days later would pass away. The last few years of his life were not easy for him. We just hope that he is no longer in pain and suffering, and he is up in heaven looking down on his birthday today, watching over his daughter and other family members and friends. May he rest in peace. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Monday Night Wars between the WWF and World Championship Wrestling, WCW, as the two would go head-to-head. It is Monday, December 8th, and ladies and gentlemen, the night before on Sunday, December 7th, you can go and watch on this day as we review the results of D-Generation X in your house. And on that card, Stone Cold Steve Austin retained his Intercontinental Championship, defeating the Nation of Domination's The Rock. Well, on Monday Night Raw, Stone Cold Steve Austin would surrender the belt to the same opponent rather than facing him in the match. He did not want to face The Rock again. He even declared that he had nothing left to prove. Subsequently, Stone Cold Steve Austin on Monday Night Raw would take the Intercontinental Championship and dump it in the river on The Rock, who was now the new Intercontinental Champion because Stone Cold surrendered it after the match. In reality, what this did was enable Stone Cold Steve Austin to drop the Intercontinental Championship and begin his pursuit of the WWF Champion.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chip, without suffering any momentum to be lost on his road to WrestleMania. I remember watching this live, and it was incredible to watch. To watch Stone Cold Steve Austin throw the championship in the river. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right now. So that's what happened on WWF Raw on WCW Nitro December 8th. For me, anyway, the biggest takeaway came when Disco Inferno defeated Saturn to become the new WCW television champion. Now, some background story to this is the Disco Inferno had feuded with future tag team partner Alex Wright, who began dancing before his entrance to Mock Disco. Disco defeated Alex Wright on December 22nd edition of Nitro for the TV Championship. Controversy would soon face. Disco lost to Jacqueline at Halloween Havoc, but he was fired before that and rehired. Here he would after engage in a feud with Perry Saturn after losing the TV Championship to Saturn on November 3rd on Nitro. Disco would lose his rematch at World War III, but then would get another shot on December 8th, to which he would win the match and become the hashtag and new WCW television champion. This has been another edition of Perched on the Top Rope, This Day in Pro Wrestling History. Make sure you go back to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope to watch all the other On This Day in Pro Wrestling History videos. You can also watch amazing interviews, which next week we have Kid Romeo from WCW, and we have adult film star Nadia White, who's also an independent wrestler. You can go to facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. 16,000 plus followers strong over there. Make sure you check it out. You can also check us out on TikTok, where rest in peace Kevin Sullivan. We have video footage of Kevin Sullivan being humped by a dog. You heard me correctly. I'm not repeating it this time. We're also on X at Perched Top Rope. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.